Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy this message from The Well.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me? We all good? How are we? We all good? You got a youth, yeah? The youth going out? Have fun, guys. Do let me know who's coming to Saturday's ice skating. It's going to be a fun time. It's going to be an amazing time together. And if you've got any friends that want to go, let them know as well. So, we are here. Can you hear me? Yeah, we all good?
Which town are you?
Four. We all good? Yeah? Adrian, you can hear me, can't you? That's all right, then. If Adrian can hear me, everyone else can hear me. Yeah, so today we're going to talk about Jesus, and today's message is Jesus is truth. Now, truth means everything in life. To deny absolute pure truth in your life, you're denying yourself the freedom of salvation in Jesus Christ. Truth is good, but some people are scared of the truth. Truth saves lives while the lies of the world kills the soul. But the problem that we have is truth is painful. The truth can hurt. And that's why we find it hard to do or accept sometimes. But as Christians, we know God's truth through Jesus Christ. And in your life, everyone's betting their life on something. Some people are betting their life that the next president of the United States is going to be a celebrity, maybe Kanye West or The Rock. Some people are betting their life that Arsenal are going to win the league next year. Come on. Some people are betting their life that England are going to win the World Cup in December in Qatar. But I bet recently most people are betting their life that we're about to go into a World War III. Well, me, I'm betting my life that Jesus said, or Jesus is who he said he was. The Bible says that Jesus was full of grace and truth. And truth is not a principle. Truth is a person. Truth is Jesus Christ. And one of the clearest and best known statements by Jesus is this. Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me," in John 14. Notice Jesus says there that I am the truth. He doesn't say that truth is a religion, a ritual, a set of rules or regulations. He says, I. Truth is a person. And this is what separates Jesus from every other leader of any other faith. Other leaders of faith are saying, I am seeking the truth. I am teaching the truth. I am a prophet of the truth. Jesus says, I am the truth. And a lot of people say, you know what, Jesus was a great teacher. But the truth is, he was more than that. And you can't just be a great teacher and claim to be God if you wasn't, right? Either Jesus is tricking us and conning us over the years, either Jesus is absolutely crazy, or Jesus is who he said he is. So what do you do with truth once you've discovered it? There's four things that we do. The first thing is we believe it. Once we discover what the truth is, we believe it in our hearts. And then the second thing is we do the truth. Truth is not just an intellectual exercise. It's a something that we obey. The third thing is we stand for the truth. The Bible tells us it's our responsibility to never oppose the truth, but to always stand firm in it. And the last thing we do once we get the truth is that we speak about it, we spread it. The Bible says, let everything you do reflect your love of the truth and the fact that you are in dead earnest about it in Titus 2. Now, I'll be honest, there's a lot in the Bible that I do not understand. I do not get it. And that makes me a bit uncomfortable. But that's the truth. It's a map that always takes me to where it promises, though. It's the only truth that sets me free. And it's the only truth that sets you free. When you fill your mind with the truth of God's word, you will have more hope and a better perspective of your life. A lot of things that are true ain't going to set you free. For instance, you can learn how to program the next generation computer, but that won't set you free. You can accomplish the high wage packet of that six-digit figure, But that won't set you free. You could read all the self-help books, but that ain't going to set you free. The only truth that sets you free is the truth of God's word. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free in John 8. A lot of people can quote that verse, but not everyone acknowledges that it's actually talking about the Bible, or it's even from the Bible. If knowing God's word is the only way to be free, then you've got to make reading and studying the Bible. Where are we? If knowing God's word is the only way to be free, then you've got to make reading and studying the Bible a priority in your life, and you've got to read. You've got to feed your mind with the truth of God's word. King David did that. He understood how important God's word was, that when he was on the run and hiding in caves because he was seen as a criminal, he relied on God's word. But no matter what happened, he always fed himself on God's word. Psalm 119 says, "Though the wicked hide along the way to kill me, I will quietly remind myself of your laws." And when you look around at the things of the world, it's easy for us to get discouraged. If we scroll through our social media feeds or listen to the radio, watch TV or the news, sometimes we look at that stuff and it actually gets us down. It actually makes us feel depressed. It makes us feel hopeless. But when we fill the mind with the truth of the Word of God, then we will have more hope and a better perspective on our life. And even when you're in a crisis, if you fed your mind with the Word of God, it will help you to defeat your enemies. It will help you to defeat and come out of that situation. Psalm 119 says, "How I love your law and think about it all day." Now, it might be a bit intimidating to think about God's word every day. That's because it doesn't come naturally to us. We might struggle to think about God's word even one more time in a day, but we can start somewhere. And we should start by trying to start our day by reading the Word of God. That way, that as we go through our day, the Holy Spirit is there to remind us and speak to us through His Word. I've had that done many times. I remember when I was really into alcohol. I wasn't an alcoholic, but I love to party, man. And you know, like alcohol, I found it set me free for a period. Like I just used to go out. And everyone used to say, you know, limit yourself, slow down. I was a bottomless pit. It was like, give me the barrel, like I'm going to go. And I could not tell you what I was like in that moment, but it made me feel free. But then the next day, I wasn't free. I wasn't free at all. And I remember reading the Word of God. And I remember reading about the stories of Jesus. And in that situation, I remember being in a pub, picking up my pint, drinking it. And I remember God's word just speaking to me, going, "I have more for you." Like, doesn't my word say that you are more than a conqueror? Doesn't my word say that you will achieve greater things than even the disciples will achieve? What are you doing? And that spirit of conviction, that word revealed the truth to me. And then, you know, I sort of stopped partying. Don't get me wrong, it was a slow process, but I did stop because the truth set me free. It's the only truth that sets us free. So the question is, with that, what are you feeding your mind with? Are you feeding your mind with the truth of God's word? We need to feed ourselves every day with the word of God. If we want to become wise, do we want to become wise and have wisdom? Yeah. Then the first thing we need to do is feed ourselves with God's words. Proverbs 2, the book of Proverbs, great book of wisdom. It says, "It is the Lord who gives wisdom. From him come knowledge and understanding." We don't get wisdom from watching TV or the Netflix box sets. We don't get wisdom from screening through Instagram or Facebook or TikTok. We don't get it from that. We don't get it from everything that's going on from the news. We get it from the Word of God. Proverbs 15:14 says, "A wise person is hungry for knowledge while the fool feeds on trash." Now, you can either feed your mind with truth or trash. Whatever you fill your mind with comes out. Trash in, trash out. So if you want to be wise, we need to feed ourselves with the truth of the Word of God every day. And the truth is, that is the cure to anxiety, to depression, to fear. Feed your mind with the Word of God and the truth of the Word of God every day. And there are three things that you can actually feed your mind with. The first thing is poison. That's something that corrupts the body. It's something that poisons the system. It's bad for you. It takes you down. Pornography is one of the things that are poison. And in that mode, people are going, "Oh, that's all right. That don't bother me. I can watch that. I'll be all right." Well, no, that's the problem. If you're watching it and it don't bother you, if you're looking at things that are evil, blasphemous and corrupt and it's not bothering you, that is a problem. We must not poison our mind. Wise people don't allow just anything into their mind. They allow only truth and they keep poison out. The second thing is junk food. Now, we love junk food. We love to junk out sometimes. And junk food is good and bad, but it's not nutritional. There's no nutritional value to it. And in most of the stuff that we see on TV is not evil, or that we see on social media is not evil, but it's just junk food. It's what I call stuffing. And the problem is with stuffing, when you stuff yourself too much, there's no room for the truth. There's no room for God to break in. And the last thing is health food. That is nutritional food. It helps you grow and maintain your health. And truth is the health food for your mind. So the wise person feeds on truth. It makes you wiser. And the truth is, it doesn't just make you wiser. It makes you wiser in your relationships, your workplace, your career, your goals, your ambitions, your dreams, and every other area of your life. To feed your mind with truth, the first place you need to go is God's word. And the more you develop the habit of spending time each day reading and studying the Bible, the wiser that you're going to become. That's why we do the discipleship course on a Friday and with Saturday with Adrian. You know, great time to be together where we're getting into the word of God and we're getting the truth spoken to us and we're unpacking it. If you're not on the discipleship course yet, get into one. It is absolutely amazing. But I remember when I used to believe a lie in my life. I used to believe a lie that, you know, I was a kid who just used to muck about. I never took anything seriously. I just liked to have fun. And I remember I had adults in my life saying to me, you're never going to amount to nothing if you don't, like, wise up. You're never going to achieve nothing. You'll always be the clown. You'll always be the failure. You know, even in the workplace, I remember I said, you'll never be a manager. In fact, you know what? I even done it to myself because I believed it. I'm never going to be a manager. I'm never going to move up in a company. I'm just going to be the sales assistant warehouse boy. And it's a truth that, sorry, it's a lie that I believed was the truth. But like I said, God says that we're more than conquerors. And he has so much for us. And when I started to feed myself with truth, suddenly things started to change. My mindset started to change and it started to perform outwardly in all the things I was doing. And the same can happen for you. What are you feeding your mind with? Are you feeding it with truth or poison or junk food? Are you telling yourself the truth? Becoming more like Jesus includes knowing the difference between thoughts that are true and those that are not. Have you ever felt like a prisoner to your mind? Maybe you can't get a thought out of your head or you often find yourself doing things that you don't want to do, but you know something is not good for you, but you just do it anyway. Has anyone ever felt like that? Romans 7 says, I see a different law at work in my body, a law that fights against the law which my mind approves of. It makes me a prisoner to the law of sin, which is at work in my body. Now, because of our sinful nature, we think of ourselves, our wants, our needs, rather than thinking about what God's needs and wants are for us. It's a battle in our mind that we're losing all the time. Our old nature, who we were before Jesus saved us and before he came into our life, is not the friend of ours anymore. That old way of life is no longer a friend. It is not someone who we should be speaking to or even looking to. Do you want to break old habits in your life and have more control over the way that you think? Then you need to hear and understand this truth. You don't have to believe everything that you think. Your mind lies to you all the time. Just because you think something is true doesn't make it true. Just because you feel something is true doesn't make it true. Your mind and your emotions often lie to you, and that's part of spiritual growth. It's becoming more like Jesus is learning how to know the difference between thoughts that are true and thoughts that are not. And one of the most important disciplines you can build in life is to challenge your own thoughts. Say to yourself, I know what I'm thinking, but is that really true? But no matter how far you go in your spiritual walk, your old sinful nature is going to try and keep pulling you back, trying to take control of your mind. And you have to learn to question your thoughts just at one time throughout the day and throughout your life. And when you start to think that nobody likes me, no one loves me, ask yourself, is that really true? When you start to think to yourself, my life is worthless and never amounts to nothing, is that true? Question Satan. Question him, and say, he's trying to convince you of a lie. But then remember what God says about you in Romans 8. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things, but those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about that that pleases the Spirit. Are you telling yourself the truth? And sometimes the truth hurts, but as long as it's told in a loving way, it's going to set you free. Like I said, I used to tell myself that I'll never amount to nothing, I can never achieve nothing, and I believed it. I was always the class clown, always had to be the joker, and even in a serious situation, always had to get a joke out. But then I started to believe what God said about me. I started to believe the truth, and I started to feed myself with more of that truth. And the person who thought that they couldn't achieve anything, couldn't grow and couldn't achieve and do more than what they ever thought they could do, is the same person that's standing there preaching God. And believe me, I'm not here because of what I felt people would say about me was true. I'm here because it's what God says about me is true. And it's the same thing for you. No word that's spoken against you. If anyone has ever said to you, you're never going to amount to nothing, you're always going to be that worthless, weak, pathetic, childish person, and you're never going to grow up to amount great things in your life, that is a lie. We break it in Jesus' name, and you are going to be conquerors in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Woo! If we want to change our lives, then we need to face the truth. And sometimes facing the truth can be a scary thing. Sometimes we don't want to hear the truth. Sometimes the truth hurts. But the secret to personal change is not willpower. The secret is to know and face the truth. So if you want to change, then we have to face the truth about ourselves and our nature. We need to face the truth about our weaknesses, our relationships, our success, our failures, our past, our future. Nothing changes until you know and face the truth. And that truth is found in Jesus. So why is it necessary to learn of the truth before anything can change in your life? Well, here's why. Behind every self-defeating habit in your life is a lie that you believe. In your debt, if you're in debt, it might be because you believe some lies like, oh, that's all right, I can spend what I want and get away with it. It's all good. Or maybe your finances ain't great because, oh, it's all right, I'll always pay that back. You might have overestimated how much you're going to make this year or this month, or maybe you overspent on that. Do you really need that new big house? Do you really need that new big car? Are you sure that that's the truth in your life? Can you prove that that's the truth? Are you certain that what you believed about your finances is true? I remember doing the Cap Money course with Debbie, right? And that was painful, man. I always thought that my finances were good. Yeah, I'm blessed, man. I tithe. God always looked after me. I always have money at the end of the month, like before my next paycheck comes in. I'm blessed, man. I'm good. Like, my God is good. My God's got me. And there's a part of the course where you write down your incomings and your outgoings. And I thought, wow, I spend my money on a lot of rubbish, don't I? You know, like, who's had that one before? Like, you know, you look at, like, how much is your haircut? I only do it like once a month or once every 3 weeks. How much is your haircut? £30. Are you having a laugh? I can get it cheaper elsewhere. Like, I haven't yet, but, you know, my barber's good. I like the Turkish bowl, you know, it gives you all, like, a face out and that. You know what I mean? You start looking at, like, your outgoings, like Disney Plus, Netflix and PlayStation sort of things. It's like, do I really need that in my life? And it's really opened my... Apple Watch. He who is without sin cast. Amen. But it's true. You know what? Sometimes we have to look at our finances and be honest and truthful about them. But what about our relationships? Are we facing the truth in them? Are we facing the truth in the things that we say about ourselves? Are we thinking about our past? Is the truth of what God says about us true in our lives? Are we believing that? Ephesians 4 says, the Bible teaches that personal change starts with truth. The truth sets you free. The Apostle Paul says, you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him. Who is the truth? It's Jesus. And Jesus is the truth. He will always tell you the truth. His word is the truth. The Bible is his word, and that means that the Bible is truth. What you hear on television, reading books, see on news feeds, on social media, that ain't going to always help you because it's not always the truth. In fact, if you listen to what the voices say around you, you'll find that your life is now going to be built on foundation of lies, misconceptions, deceptions, and half-truths. Because the truth is, not everyone wants good for you. And you're never going to change. But what God tells you is always the truth. God's word shows you how to get back to the life that you were created to live for. And then it shows you how to stay on that path. So it's important for you to have a daily quiet time with God. And nothing's going to change in your life until you get the truth in your heart. Church, we need to choose today to face and respond to truth, and then we're going to be seeing a positive change in our life. Who wants peaceful relationships? Whether it be in our marriage, whether it be in courting, whether it be with our parents, our kids, our siblings, who wants peaceful relationships in their life? Peaceful relationships are built on truth. More than ever, the world needs you to be a peacemaker. And in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God," in Matthew 5. Being a peacemaker takes in God's wisdom. And someone who is wise understands that you can't compromise the truth. The truth is the truth. And when James says real wisdom is pure, first of all, he's talking about always telling the truth in James 3. And God delights in that. Proverbs says, "The Lord delights in pure words." So if you apply God's wisdom to your relationships, then you're going to be truthful. You're not going to lie to your spouse or your partner or your kids or your relatives. You're not going to cheat on them or cheat them in any way. You're not going to trick them. You're not going to mislead them or take advantage of them, control them, manipulate them. You need to have the truth of God's word in your heart, and you would above all else tell the truth in those relationships, no matter how much it's going to hurt the other person. A wise person uses pure and truthful words in their relationship. Ephesians 4, God wants us to grow and to know the whole truth and tell it in love. Read that again. God wants you to know the truth and then tell the truth in love. When you practice lovingly speaking the truth, you will be at peace in your relationships, and your relationships will be a model of peace to the world. I'm not going to lie, Putin needs that at the moment, doesn't he? Yeah. Who's looking for truth in their life? Be honest, who is looking for truth into every area of their life? There are areas that we're not even aware of that we're struggling, and we need God's truth. And you know where we go for it? We go to the Bible, expecting to meet God there. The Bible holds enormous amounts of truth, and how you approach the Bible will determine how much you get out of it. If you approach it with doubt, it's going to be a closed book from the start. But if you approach it with humility and reverence, you're going to find it opening up like a flower. Approach it with an open heart and willingness for God to teach you. And if you do that, you will get to the truth of what God has placed in his word. 1 Thessalonians 2 says, "We also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as human word, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is indeed at work in all who believe." Notice that the Bible claims to be the word of God. And that makes it different from every other book. Because through prayer, you can actually talk to the author of that book. Ask him questions as you read it. Now, well, there are lots of great books in the world. The Hungry Caterpillar, We're Going on a Bear Hunt, Paddington Bear. Loads of great books. But there is only one book. There is only one book. And the Bible reminds you too that God's words will last forever. Matthew 24, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass." When you're faced with questions of what's true and right in your life, go to the Bible expecting to meet God there, because you'll find that it's a book like no other. When we look at the story of Jesus in John 18, Pilate asked him, "So are you a king?" And Jesus answered him, "You say that I'm a king, for this I was born. And for this I come into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. So if you ask people why Jesus was born, they'll probably very few of them would say to testify to the truth. However, Jesus told Pilate that he came into the world to communicate and demonstrate truth to everyone. Jesus is focused on teaching the truth, but he also claimed to be the truth. Jesus came as a king. He came as a king, not in robes, not in royalty. He didn't come with his palace. He didn't come with his power. Jesus came as the king of truth in simplicity and with a band of everyday working class men called the apostles. His mission was not to conquer the political landscape, but for God's truth to win every single heart of his people. Not just the Jews, not just us, but every single heart in every person. Can we stand? Truth, however, is dangerous for some. Every leader or royalty is threatened by the one who is genuinely qualified to tell the truth. The pretenders fear the truth. So what happened? The true king was murdered so that all the pretenders could feel secure. But what they didn't realise is that once the truth was out there, no one could stop it from triumphing. No political power, no royal pretender could stop the truth from spreading. Where is Pilate's power today? Where's Herod's royal recognition? Where's Caesar? Where's the Roman Empire? All of them are now part of the history books in this glorious timeline. Although one king still stands, one king still reigns over the hearts of every man and woman. Jesus, the King of Truth, still reigns in hearts today. Can we just, let's just focus on God, Lord. Let's close our eyes, open our hearts. God's going to do some work right now. Because just like me, there are lies that you have believed in your life. There are lies like, you're never going to amount to nothing. You'll never be the better version of who you're meant to be. There are lies like, you can't do that in your life. That's for someone else. There are lies like, you will never have financial stability. There are lies in your life like, you will never be shown love or receive love. But they are lies. Do you want to be set free from those lies in your life today? Let's just ask the Holy Spirit now to come in power and just speak to you. Ask him to reveal to you, what lies have you believed in your life that is not the truth of what God says about you? What lies have you allowed to shape your life into becoming the complete opposite of what God has for you? Also, what are you feeding your mind with? Are you feeding your mind with too much of social media, TV, things that are junk food and poison? Are you feeding your mind with too much of that? And do you need that nutritional truth to come in right now? If you want to receive that right now, let's just lift up our hands, open our hearts, and we're just going to pray for God to come in. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the blessing of your everlasting kingdom and the triumphant King, the King of truth, the King of kings, your Son, our Saviour, Jesus. Lord, may his truth reign in our hearts and minds today. May his truth break down any walls that have been put there through lies and misdeceptions. Father God, come in awesome power. Let your kingdom come to complete triumph into every area of my life, into my relationships, into my finances. Father God, let your truth have victory in my heart and mind right now, in Jesus' name. And as we worship, guys, just allow God to speak to you. Allow God to show you what lies you've been holding on to and believing. Because he's going to give you freedom from that today as we worship God.